been on several committees in other communities. I'm on the zoning board here, and I was on the economic development, where I did stuff like sent emails to different Hollywood producers, trying to get them interested in coming here and doing films.
What would you say some of your priorities are for the community?
One of the simplest, smallest things is I don't understand why we don't have a place to go wash your car, an automated car wash, or even a self-serve car wash. I think that's needed. Other things that are much more important to all of us, the sellout of the current administration to Thomas Bay has diminished Rangel's standing in Southeast Alaska. We no longer have the determination or the inside scoop on our electric rates, on the availability of electrical power, on the reliability of electrical power. SEPA withheld $200,000 worth of parts and materials, tools and such, that Thomas Bay needed to keep our power on. They did this by threatening the mayor of both Petersburg and Wrangell to their faces. I was sitting right there in the meeting at the Nolan Center, and if I would have been there, I would have gotten walked out. But instead, they sat there dough-faced while they were being threatened by SEPA, and now we're paying the price in increased rates, and the rates are just going to keep going up.
What do you think the biggest challenge facing Wrangell is right now, and how would you deal with that as mayor?
The biggest challenge to Wrangell is its own unsureness. A lot of people in Wrangell aren't sure of their own abilities. I believe that this island and this borough is full of very talented, very smart individuals. And if they become a little more self-reliant, they will find that they can blossom.
Do you have any specific ideas how, as mayor, you could help them become more self-reliant?
Well, one of the things that we really truly need to look into is the old mill property. I believe that could be quite the economic boom to this community if it is used as a larger shipyard, maybe down the line bringing in a larger boat lift, or we could start truly working on some of the large vessels. I understand that no one in town is making custom-made hydraulic lines. Maybe we need some of that. Maybe we need some more machining. It would be very nice to see a one-stop shop where virtually any large vessel, small or large, could pull in here, get repaired, and get on their way, giving us the economic boost and the people in the area that make their living on the ocean. Let them save some money. Let them keep some money in Alaska.
As mayor, how would you respond to mining activity up the Stikine River in British Columbia?
I'm not for any kind of mining that will negatively impact the salmon stock. Not for it whatsoever. I don't think we need the pebble mine. And unfortunately in Canada, there's not much we can do about it, except ask the federal government to keep a sharp eye on them. One tailings dam break like they had here a couple months ago could effectively shut this community down.